famous people and their pets.
Dogs, cats, rabbits, hamsters. Almost everyone's had a pet at some time in their lives. But what about famous people? What type of pets do they have? Here are three well-known people and their pets.
Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp owns two Yorkshire Terriers called Pistol and Boo. Incredibly, they were once sentenced to death. In 2015, Johnny Depp was in Australia filming a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Days earlier, he'd arrived by private jet accompanied by his partner Amber Heard and the two dogs. Australia has strict quarantine laws, and Johnny hadn't declared the dogs at customs. They were discovered when a picture was posted on Facebook of the dogs at a pet grooming parlour. The Australian Minister of Agriculture, Barnaby Joyce, threatened to euthanise the animals if they weren't taken out of the country within 50 hours. "It's time that Pistol and Boo buggered off to the United States," the tough-talking minister said. Fortunately, Johnny was able to get them out in time. Joyce celebrated the news with a two-word tweet: "Dogs gone."
Elvis Presley. American singer Elvis Presley had a number of pets during his life. As a child, he had a pet rooster and several dogs. When he was serving in the army, stationed in Germany, he kept a poodle called Champagne. Later on, his pet collection at Graceland included spider monkeys, chickens, pigs, donkeys, goats, turkeys, horses, and a great Pyrenees dog called Muffin. For a while, he even had a peacock, but the bird damaged visitors' cars, so he gave it away. He also owned minor birds, one of which could say, "Elvis, go to hell!" However, his most famous pet was a chimpanzee called Scatter. Elvis would carry Scatter on his shoulder and often took him to Hollywood when he was filming movies there in the 1960s. Scatter liked to wear clothes, drink whiskey, and tear up rooms. He also enjoyed pulling up women's dresses, something he might have learnt from his master.
Charles Dickens. British author Charles Dickens had a pet raven called Grip. The bird appeared as a character in the author's fifth novel, Barnaby Rudge, and is also said to have been the inspiration for Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven, which was published in 1845. The bird also appeared in a painting by French artist Paul Gauguin, called Nevermore. Dickens was heartbroken when Grip died in February 1841. He believed it could have been a result of the bird having drunk some paint. Dickens wrote a letter to a friend about the raven's death. "On the clock striking 12, he appeared slightly agitated, but soon recovered, walking twice or thrice along the coach house, stopped to bark, staggered, exclaimed, 'Aloha, old girl,' his favourite expression, and died," Dickens explained. "He behaved throughout with a decent fortitude, equanimity, and self-possession, which cannot be too much admired. The children seem rather glad of it. He bit their ankles, but that was play."
How cute.